We are in Mem Tesamet Aleph, and we are explaining the three Ma'adi Amrim. So we did Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon HaTamari. Kiva said that Mamzerim is from Chai V'Lav, and we brought his source. And by the way, the pasuk in the middle is Lo Yavei B'tzua Daka. And then Shimon HaTamari was the one that learned the Chai V'Krisis. He learned the pasuk meant that Galak Nav Aviv means Shemeres Yavim Shalavim. And now we have to understand Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua is the one that said in the Mishnah, the Mamzer is only Mechai V'Mitzvah's birth, not from Chai V'Krisis, and not from Chai V'Lav. Frank the Gemara of Rabbi Shua. What's his Svara? The answer is, he agrees that Le'igala K'nav Aviv means Chai V'Krisis. But what he says is, why did the Torah write Le'yikach Ishes Eishes Aviv over here? We learned that in Parshas Kedoshim and in Parshas Achrim Lois. It lists all the Arayas. It lists a father's wife as well. Why is the Torah repeating the Lav over here of Le'yikach Ishes Eishes Aviv?
Because
I'm in the middle of a
part of the pasuk. How do I know it has to be she'er according to Rabbi Kiva?
Again, you're interrupting my talk. Can you wait till I finish this explaining this piece of Gemara? You'll get back to me. I hear your question, but we're not there yet. Okay, I'll explain that to you in a minute. I really don't want to go back. So Rabbi Shua has a problem. It says Le'yikach Ishes Eishes Aviv, right? Is a Chayv Mitzvah's Bezin. What is it doing here? No other Erev is repeated. Why are they repeating Eishes Aviv? So to be sure, it must be that that's the one that makes the Mamzer. That's the one that makes... The Torah repeats it here to say, Chayv Mamzerus comes from Chayv Mitzvah's Bezin. That Lich B'Rachman Lo Yigala, Lo Yikach Lomali, Elohok Yilav Hoki Kamer. Mi Lo Yikach, Ad Lo Yigala Havim Mamzer. Chayvei Mises till Krisis is Mamzer. Trei Lahavi Mamzer. The Torah is saying, Lo'yikach Ishes Eishes Aviv makes Mamzeris up to Lo'yigala. Lo'yigala doesn't make Mamzeris. Rashi. Lo'yikach Ishes Eishes Aviv Lamali Lamichtav. No, I'm sorry. Rashi before. Rabbi Shua. Lichtav Rachmana Lo'yigala. Klam Ibn Shemarash Yom Shalav Mishtoi. Yom Adusis Aviv Mishtoi. Let's just say Le'igala K'nav Aviv. Lashmina, the Yesh Mamzer Mechayv Krisis L'Rabbanim, and Mechayv Lav and Rabbi Yehuda. And by the way, the Chayv Lav of the share, which is Avram Kohn's Kasha, would be learned out from the fact that it's Anusis Aviv. Anusis Aviv is a Chayv Lav of the share, because it comes about through a relationship of your father. That's why the Tanakam and our Mishnah only saw Chayv Lav by Chayv Lav of the share, because the case of the Torah is Anusis Aviv, which is a Chai V'Lavin of share. And no, it's not a Chai V'Lavin of Abayni or Ma'avi. That has nothing to do with a relative. This has to do because your father had a relationship with her.
Is that the relationship? That's a share?
Why is Anusis Aviv Aser? Because your relative had a relationship with her.
So why is Masa Grushasa not?
Because it's not a relative.
He was your father's wife.
No, it wasn't. It was your wife.
No. Machzik Rushasa, yeah, your wife.
It was your wife. That's not a relative. Your wife's not related to you.
What?
That's why I made a mistake last week. Remember I said Machzik Rushasa is share? And you were arguing with me that it's not share, and you ended up being right?
And now you're arguing the other way.
Right.
No, because what we're saying now is that a wife is not a relative.
Correct. She's not a blood relative. She'er means blood relative. I know she'era means wife. That's the problem, because she'era does mean wife. Kim l'she'era akara ve'lov, she'era v'yara she'isai. There's many places that we say she'era does mean wife, but it's really not a blood relative, and that's what Rabbi Kiva learns out from Anusis Aviv, that it's a law that came about through a blood relative.
So, Kondor Yeshua, if he typed it, that means...
I haven't finished Rabbi Yeshua yet. I'm in the middle of Rashi. I diverted to answer somebody's question. Dr. Yeshua. The coach came anxious about David Kares. Misa. So why does it say Le'yikach Ishes Aviv Lomeli Lamichtav? Oshmami Ami the Kasei. Since it did write Le'yikach Ishes Aviv, Hakamash Mon the Le'ov and Mamzer Al Lokoi. That's what Le'ov and Mamzer is going on. The Minohu Da'av and Mamzer. Shem the Chayv and Bezis Hu. And what does the Bach say? Beis. Avaloyi Gala Knaf Aviv Lokoi. Is not a Chayv and Bezis. is not a mamzer. Fresh Rashi to be kasha knaf avim l'may chasvay. Eloi b'shibet, right? Why did he write it? If it's not a mamzer, what's it doing here? Right? If l'yikach ish v'seishas avim is the mamzer, so why did the Torah write l'yigal l'knaf avim? Because Rabbi Shua is saying that even though it wrote l'yigal l'knaf avim, that's not the mamzer. Because why did the Torah write l'yikach ish v'seishas avim? Fine, so l'yikach ish v'seishas avim is the mamzer. So then why did the Torah write l'yigal l'knaf avim? If it's a shmeres yavim, it's to make an extra law for an ant. It's to tell me this, or it's not to tell me mamzeris. That's not to tell me mamzeris. That's there just to tell me an extra iser, not to tell me mamzeris. What's written between lo yikach and lo yigala is a mamzer. Let me. I'm afraid to cough these days. People will throw me out of his medicine. I have a good old cold. I had COVID already. Nobody has to be afraid of COVID. What's the name again? So according to Rabbi Shua, the Yigala Knaf Aviv has zero to do with Mamzer. It's just there to tell me another Isser. The proof is, why did he write the Yigala Knaf Aviv? Must be that's what makes a Mamzer. The Yigala Knaf Aviv is there for some other reason.
Interpretation of someone who
acquired love
with the second shot
is his father's brother's wife.
What does Rabbi Yeshua do with this?
He says it doesn't make a difference. Pick whatever shot you want. It's not going to make a mamzer, because that's not why the Torah wrote it there. Because it's not why the Torah write the first half. So according to him, like Galak Navavim has nothing to do with mamzer. You want to learn like a beauty, learn like a beauty. You want to learn like that bottom, learn like that bottom. Pick your shot.
That means the pasuk is starting from there, and it's continuing on.
But why mention that? And
you know what? That's a problem.
That's your visual problem.
No, that's a problem, meaning that can't be checked. You started with a pasuk to try to give me understanding what a mamzer is, okay? The whole pasuk is one long pasuk until you get to mamzer, okay? But don't tell me in between, because other things also we're learning. Especially with the other shitas, that's where I know the law, that's where I know the...
Again, I don't have an answer to your question, except to say that Yeshua has a big time now. Why in the world is the Yigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigigig
wrong that has to be highly misdeved.
Right. But what is he doing? Like, I'll grab of him. That's not misdeved. That's a big problem. So Rashi, he learned it's there for an instant. Again, what I've learned like Rabbi Shua on my own? No, I hear your tithe. I hear your question. But he has a question on you. On the other two Tanoim. What are they doing? What are they doing here? Therefore, he likes his job better. He understands you have a problem with it. But he has a problem with the other shot. I'm thinking about it. Hakal Ma'id and Baba Anita, even Shimon HaTimani, who says Yesh Ma'amta Mechayv Ekrisis, agrees that a son of Anita, Rashi, Hakal Ma'id and Mafil Shimon HaTimani Baba Anita, Abagav Dekoy Bekaris, ain't a blood mamzer. If somebody lives with Anita, even though it's a karis, the child would not be a mamzer. Bala Saita, which is a lav, a person who lives with his wife who was Mazana, again, he knows she was Mazana. No question that she was Mazana. Saita here does not mean we don't know what happened. That's what usually we think Saita means. Here it means Saita means a person who knows his wife was Mazana. He's not allowed to live with her. He's asked to live with her. She was Mazana. Barat, willingly. He's not allowed to live with her. If he does, the kid, even according to Mekiva, who says, Yesh, Mamza, Mechayv Elavim, and this is a Chayv Elavim, Shein Avlad Mamza. There, Rabbi Kiva would agree it's not a Mamza. No matter which way you learn Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because Nida does have to be Kedushin. We see Nida is treated differently. Because by Nida, a woman doesn't lose her Kedushin when she becomes a Nida. She still married them. It's a krisus. Krisus can't have kedushin. How could she have kedushin in his wife Danita? According to most rishayim, you can even make kedushin in the wife Anita. Person can marry Anita. Right? There are chuppas nidas. There are girls that get married when they're nidas. Doesn't happen anymore. Kamat not. Because today they control it with the pill. But once upon a time, girls got married as nidas.
I was aided by a chuppas
nidas. Yeah, it's very possible. And therefore, how can it be typhus? It's chayv krisus. The answer is the Torah said nidas are different. Right, Shenemar Uchi Nidasei Alaf. Tehi is a lashon of kedushin. Tehi, kedushin can work even though it's nidasei. That's not pashut in the pasuk, but that's what we're darshining. Afilu b'shas nidasei times kedushin. Again, I said most rishayim. Oh, I shouldn't say that. The Rambam holds chuppas neither doesn't work. He doesn't say kedushin neither doesn't work. The Rambam says you can't have a chuppah with a woman that's a neither because it's not royal labia. The Rambam holds. We don't pasuk like the Rambam, but that's what the Rambam holds. Saita, now he does have a kedushin. Saita also. She's mezana, the kedushin don't go off. What if a guy marries a woman that is a nida now? Which, by the way,
happens. They're already married.
And it doesn't go off.
Right.
It's a raya that nida is different than any other chayv krisus. Saita is a lav. According to Bekiva, kedushin can't work by a lav. According to Mekiva, if a guy tries to make a kedushin, fanusas of it, does it work?
No.
That means you cannot have kedushin to a chayv lav. A person that has an adulterous wife, does the kedushin go off? She's a chayv lav. No, she became
a chayv kori.
She did chayv krisus. She's chayv mitzvah bezim. His relationship with her now is a lav. To stay and live with his wife who was an adulteress is a lav. And it doesn't affect the kedushin.
In other words, if they have a kid, it's not.
Well, according to Mekiva, won't be a mamzer, even though every other chayv lav is a mamzer. But you see the Torah treated this chayv lav different and let a marriage continue. It did not say that the marriage is going... That's what it was saying. Abai is saying, Nida and Saita are exceptions to the rule. Well, Nida is an exception even according to Shimon HaTimani. Right? And Saita is an exception according to Mekiva. For the same reason, we don't see Nidus or Saita affecting the marriage. Every other Chayvi Krisis and Chayvi Lavin according to Mekiva cannot have a valid marriage. This one is still a valid marriage. It's a raya that this is different kind of a chayv lav. Saita nami da tausim b'kedushin. Rashi. Abala saita, eches ish zinsa. V'kaimelon da tzur l'bayla. We know she's tausim to her husband. V'perikama. Mani m'kaim asher hutama. Right? L'yucha bayla rishin asher sholcho l'oshu l'kachta achri asher hutama. Remember, it's written by Magzik Rishasa, but we said that the Achra Hashutama is not going on that. It's going on a Saita. The Rabbi Saita Shinistra. Nistra means we know she was Mizana. We have a the Chayvi Lavani, Maidaba Rabbi Kiva, the Polygon Rabbanah B'Masnissan. He argued as the Mishnah, but Magzik Rishasa, the Kamadav Vlad Mamzer. He said by Magzik Rishasa, the Vlad is Mamzer, right? I forgot the Lav Chayvi Lavani, the Sherhu, even though it is not a relative, right? Hacha Maidi the Ein of Vlad Mamzer. Even if you learned that Akiva included non-share, it would not include a saita. Remember, a person's wife is not his share. We just said that a few moments ago. The coach can lead the Akiva by pukta the Shimon Atamani lahavi mamzer between the saita lahavi chayv lahavi sherehu. And for sure, if you learned like our Mishnah, for sure it would be a mamzer because it's not share. The talmud about kedushin leisha that v'agish is insub leipokim inal kedusha or b'shayna. The kedushin don't go off. Neither the chsevetin the dasi Allah. He lashon havaya, the kedushin olav, the kedushin works. Zot the gemara writes, Tanya nami hachi, hakol maidim b'bal anida, v'ala saita, v'al shemeres yabam. This is a third one. Reuven died, no children. The woman is a yavama. She's waiting for Shimon to do chalitza or yibum. And somebody else lives with her. She lives with another man. She's Ivor Alav. or possibly a lav. There, Rabbi Kiva would agree, she'ein havlad mamzer. And again, because Rashi will explain that this brisa learns, loisia means she shouldn't do kedushin, which means that kedushin can work. Loisia eishes hameis hachutz leizar. Don't do kedushin to an izar, but if you do, it works. So we see it's an exception to the rule of ein kedushin types to mechayv elavin. And once it's an exception to the rule of ein kedushin types to mechayv elavin, it's not mamzer, because it goes hand in hand. Kedushin is not typhus, it's a mamzer. Kedushin is typhus, it's not a mamzer. So therefore, if you see that the Torah said, don't do this kind of kedushin, that's how the Braitza learns it. Don't do this kind of kedushin. It's mashmeh, there is kedushin, but you shouldn't do it. That's how the Braitza learns it. We will see later in a moment. This is a very questionable way of learning it. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Shemeres Yabim. What does the Bach ask? Shenasa echa min ashok, b'loi chalitza. Somebody married her without chalitza. She'ein avlad mamzer apilu Rabbi Kiva, the public of Rabbanim and Matnisim. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, this is She'er, by the way, it's his brother's wife. Well, it's not She'er, it's somebody else's wife. That it's not mamzer. But time is from the Kedushin types of but the Avki Rachmana l'lav di double Lashon Havaya. The Torah spoke it out with a Lashon of Kedushin. The Siv Loisia, which means Bas Havaya hi. Don't do this Kedushin, meaning you could do this Kedushin. Loki Kamer, Loisia Eishas Hameis, Loisis Kaddish Eishas Hameis, but Kedushin Lizar. She should not marry somebody. Alma Kedushin Tavsiba. Now, it is an interesting chat. It's saying, Loisia, do not do Kedushin, implying that you could do Kedushin. That's how we're learning it. Zakta Gemara Vabaya. Why didn't Abaya count that as one of the exceptions? He only counted Nida and Saita. Dr. Gemara Shemeres Yabam Mesapkele Ikaravi Kishmu. Rav says, Loisia means there is no Kedushin possible. Rav takes those two words, Loisia, and he says, even according to the Rabbonon, the Kedushin is typhus Mechayv Elavin, your Kedushin is not typhus, because the Torah wrote Loisia, no Kedushin is possible. The same words. Does Loisia mean don't do a Kedushin, but it works? Or does Lysia mean no Kedushin is possible? So Abaya wasn't sure, so he didn't count that. Because if you learn it means no Kedushin is possible, then the kid is a monster. Then the Tyrus said there is no Kedushin. How do you translate Lysia? This is the way Rashi learns. All the Rishonim jump on Rashi. Rashi learns the Machloikas is how to translate the word Lysia. Is the Tyrus telling me a love? Do not do Kedushin, but Kedushin works. Or is the Tyrus telling me a fact? Loisia, she cannot get married. It won't work. Which is the Torah telling me? Is the Torah telling me Kedushin is impossible? A fact, no love, just a fact. She can't get married.
That's
the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Well, Shmuel's Mesupik, he doesn't know. Abaya says, since Rav says one way, the Braisa says the other way, I'm staying out. Sapkalei Karav Kishmul Adu Rashi. So Rashi, Abai Masapkalei Ha'ilazir Lizari Karav Dhamar Beperik Isha Rabbi, he says in the 10th Perik. Minayin Shein Kedushin Types to be Yivama. How do I know Kedushin doesn't work in Yivama? The Sivu Lysia Isha Samesh Lizar. Lysia Bahavaya Lizar. There should no be Kedushin. He translates Lysia according to the way Rashi learned. It's not a law. It's a fact. Kedushin can't work. Vavlad Mamzer. Whatever Kedushin can't work, the Vavlad is a Mamzer. Ikishmu, Lama Bani Yusenu, which means Vadiya Zatenu, according to the poorness of our mind, Tricha Get, the Mesapkalon, he's not sure, Ilahok Yudasa, could come around. Is the Torah telling me there's no Kedushin? I don't believe the law of Asa. Or maybe the Torah is saying Kedushin could work, it's just Asr, but Kedushin Tavsiba. Midaap, Lav, the Debelosh, and Havaya. You can learn the two passing two ways. If it's a law, the Torah says, don't do the Kedushin, which means Kedushin works. If it's a fact, the Torah is saying Kedushin can't work. All the Rishonim jump on Rashi because Rashi is mashma according to Rav, that's no love. It's just a fact. Kedushin can't work. It's not a love. So the Gemara later is mashma. Not the way they all jump on Rashi, but this is Rashi. The Gemara, we learn Gemara Rashi. Yes? Zika is rabbinic. Remember that, right? Yes? Rabbinically. Rabbinically, add that word, yes.
You would hold that Kedushin
Abitaitis,
correct?
No. No such thing.
Wasn't there a sheet that holds your Zika completely?
Zika is a deraisa. Mimer is a deraisa according to many sheetas. In Bavli, I don't remember having a sheetah so far that said Zika is mamish kiknusa. Zika kiknusa deraisa. Is there such a sheetah? Bishama said mimer. I think in the Rishayim bringing Yushalmi that seems to say that Zika might be a deraisa. I don't remember it in Bavli, but there's no raya. My memory is not from the best ones. It's pretty poor. At least at my age now, once upon a time, I remember things. But there is a Yushalmi, I believe, that brings him on the Yemen that says Zika is a deraisa Zika relationship.
Why is it that everyone agrees Lo Yika means Lo Yiyah, that there's no Kedushin? And Lo Siyah would be a Machloikah.
That's not true. Layikach doesn't mean there's no Kedushin. Amana Layikach, Kedushin is typhus. I don't know. But ask me, why don't we say Layikach means there's no Kedushin? I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. That's a question that's Bechlau, whether you learn like Rashi or don't learn like Rashi. But it says, Amana Layikach, why doesn't it say Kedushin doesn't work? And nobody says that there, except Rabbi Kiva, who says it by all Chayvei Lavan. Rav is saying it even according to Rabbanan. He's saying the Torah is saying no Kedushin allowed here. Doesn't work. We shouldn't say no Kedushin. No Kedushin is valid here.
This Shemir Siyavim, does it affect the Yibum or Kalitza?
No.
You still require it?
Yeah.
Not us or
Lo. I don't remember in Bob, again, if you show me a Gemara, I might be 100% wrong. I just don't remember having him on the evidence that Zika is biblical. Zika was rabbinic. The bond is a biblical bond, but it has marriage overtones, it was rabbinic. At least once upon a time I would have said I don't remember and I would have been confident. Today I say I don't remember and it means I might have forgotten what I learned yesterday. Well, even the Mazyabed is not the share, would agree by Saita. And by Yishmer. Exactly, that's what it means. Arguably. Not the Gemara Vaitam Reb Shimon ben Azai. But Shimon ben Azai said he found this scroll. Tani we learned in the Braisa. Shimon ben Azai Aymer. Matasi Megillus Yuxim B'Yushalayim. I found a scroll of genealogy in Yushalayim. Uxibba Ishploi Nimam Zemesha Sesh. Right, which is what we quoted in the Mishnah, which is like Rabbi Shua, that Mamsha comes from Ashish. Uksimba, and it also said the following thing in the Megulas Yachsin, which is interesting that it's there, because Mishnah Mamzim Ashish is necessary for genealogy. The next two things that are there are not genealogical at all. Mishnah Shabbalezim Meyakov Kavanaki. Shabbalezim Meyakov says very few things, but whatever he says is pure, meaning we paskin like him. Rashi? Mishnah Shabbalezim Yaakov Kavanaki Kav Midah Ketana. Claimer, Mekaymus Mu'atim Hu Niskar B'Mishnah. He's very few times mentioned in the Mishnayos. By the Braisa, V'Naki B'Chom Bakim Sheniskar Halacha K'Vaisa. I once saw in a place, they count 102 times that Shabbalezim and Yaakov is mentioned, which is the Misper Kav. The third thing it said in the genealogical scroll, again, nothing to do with genealogy. Uksimba Menashe Horeg es Yishaya. Yishaya Hanavi was killed by Menashe HaMelech. Chizkiah's son Menashe killed Yishaya Hanavi. Amar Rava. Meidin Dainei V'Katloi. Yishaya, Menashe judged Yishaya and killed him because he felt Yishaya is Chai of Misa. What happened? Amar Rava. He had three things that Yeshaya said that bothered him. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu, your Rebbe said, Hilo Yirani Adam B'chai. A man cannot see, quoted in the Pasuk, Hashem, nobody can see Hashem and live. V'at Amrit, V'eres Hashem Yashirak Yisroel Benisa. And you said you saw Hashem. How could that be if Moshe Rabbeinu said it can't happen? The Torah says it can't happen and you said it happened. Somebody's not saying the truth there. Who's like Hashem, our God, whenever we call out? Meaning, Hashem listens to our tefillos all the time. And what did you say? And you said, search Hashem when he's found, when he's foundable, findable. Mashmi is not findable all the time. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, b'chol kareinu elav. Moshe Rabbeinu says, misvi emecha amalei. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha and he said, Hashem said, I will fill the number of your days. A person will live out the life he's supposed to. And you told my father that Hashem is adding 15 years to his life. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't talk about additional life. Moshe Rabbeinu said living out a person's life. You gave my father a 15 years. How could that be if Moshe Rabbeinu never gave that as a bracha? He never said, I'll add to your life. He said, you'll get a full life. Mashma, there's no addition. And you gave an addition. Therefore, Amar Yeshaya. So that was his question to Yeshaya. Therefore, he said, Yeshaya is saying lies. Three contradictions to the Torah. Amar Yeshaya. I know that whatever answer I give him, he will not accept. And if I do answer him and he rejects it, I will make him amazing. This way he believes he's right. If I answer him and he doesn't accept it, that'll be amazing. Amar Shem, so Yeshaya Hanavi said a name of Hashem, Ivla Ba'arza. He got swallowed up in a cedar tree. He disappeared in the cedar tree. So and Menashe went and chopped down the cedar tree. When he came to his mouth, Yeshaya in the cedar tree, Nachnavshe, he died. Why was that his einish? Because he said, I am living, when he's earlier on in his life, he said, I am a Tmeis of Asayim, and I live in a nation of Tmeis of Asayim. And Hashem and the Malach came and told them, you had a right to talk about yourself, but how could you impugn and call Yisrael? So even though Yeshaya did, it said over there, v'chataskha t'chupar, Chaim learns it means, ultimately, v'chataskha will be t'chupar. But this was the kapara of that chait. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, amalei lav lashen taisis, l'mashna v'layayitzer, t'mashma only finished. Yadanabe b'mnashid l'mekabal terutzah. I know he won't accept the answers. The time of the cry of the reasons of the pasuk, he'll cut me. He'll kill me. If I tell him the answers and he's not makabel, so I lay mates is very gussy. The actor who suffered l'argani b'din, he thinks he's right. Mutav shavrach lipanav. It's better I should run away. Kimata nargeladi puma the Yeshaya nesuma lepuma v'nachnavshem. Shemaki enish l'nesurei puma. Why was he enish that his mouth got chopped? Which in the kabinu liyisro amtveis the time he died. So it seems like Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu never said he should call Kai so I'm to make some Messiah. But Loi Mach Mosachachad, and he didn't give it to them as Mosir. The Siv Oyli Kinid Meisi. Woe to me, Kinid Meisi. What does it Meisi mean, Rabbi Schutz? Quiet. That's what I thought, but I'm not sure. Okay, that's the story. The Shalmi in Sanhedrin says, according to the Sifta Gemara, Ben Zeli Shalmi, that the reason Menashe found him is because his sisters didn't get swallowed up into the Eretz tree. So he was in the Eretz tree, but his sisters was hanging on the outside of the tree. So he knew he was in the tree. Now, it's a fascinating thing if you think about it. Here is a person that's able to swallow himself up in the cedar tree, right? And his sisters on the outside, and you go kill him because you think he's Chayim Mitzah. But he swallowed himself up in a cedar tree. I can't swallow myself up in a cedar tree. Here it says, he didn't know. Whatever he did, he said, right is right, wrong is wrong, he's wrong, I will kill him. King. Oh, he was bad and then turned good. He did tshuva. I don't know if this is before or after his tshuva, but he killed him because he felt that Yeshaya is being sized to the Torah. And Yeshaya felt giving him the answers won't work. And then I'll make him amazed in killing me, so he might as well be, I'll just run away. He didn't think he'd get caught. But he got caught. Why did he get caught? Because he deserved this einish, because he said, B'tech am tisei se v'sayah m'nei chi yashif. And even though he did tshuva, it says, V'chataska t'chupar. Chavetz Chaim has a whole piece in the Chavetz Chaim. Doesn't it say v'chatas chetchuper to mitzvah here? It seems that Hashem said, ultimately you'll be forgiven, it won't hurt you in Eilam Haba, but he'll need a kapara, and this was the kapara. Again, talking about Yeshaya Navi, it's not right fair for me to say anything or anything about Yeshaya Navi, I'm just saying what I saw written down. Nothing in my right. But the bottom line is, we have three contradictions in Sukkim. We got to answer the contradictions. Mikom, welcome, Kosh, Kroy, Adadi. the Maita, we have contradictions. And for the Gemara, the first answer is Ve'eres Hashem Kidatanya. Kalan Avim Nisaklu Basparya She'ena Mira. Mashrabenu Nisaklu Basparya Mira. All the other Nevi'im never saw a clarity. How does he try to aspikalya? Aspikalya. What? Glass. Moshe Rabbeinu saw a clear glass. In a clear glass, you can't see Hashem. In a non-clear glass, one can see what they think is the Eretz Hashem through a non-clear glass, but that's not really seeing Hashem. So Yishai was being honest. The Eretz Hashem through a aspikalya she'ena mira. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Le'irani Yadam B'choi was an Asbukhari Amira. Rashi? I don't think we... Nisaku Bakash Amira, Extrem Lurus Lero. They thought they saw. Moshe Nisaku Bakashi Amira, the Yadash Lero, before he knew that he didn't see it. Whatever that means. You can't ask me these questions. I don't know the answer. The answer is before you even ask the question, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know. No, he's not a goof. I say that an imam and bebuna shlema. So I play his vows may ain't a goof, 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 shum dimyan claw. I say that, yes. One of the 13 an imam. But I don't know. I can't answer this question. Right. The second question was, this is Hashem behimatzai. Right? And then it's a b'chol kareinu eilof. The answer is habi yachad habi tzibur. A tzibur can do it all the time. A yachad is limited to behimatzai. Be yachad amos. When is that behimatzai? I'm Rav Nachman Rav Rabbu Eilu Asara Yamim Shemir Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's Asara Shemay Tshuva. Now, there's a mashav. Leave it here. So I'll run down to the Sifta tomorrow. That says, he says, Bihi Matzai is Beis Hei, that Monday and Thursday are the Ikku Yimei HaRachmim. Bihi Matzai, Beis Hei Matzai. Of the days of the week, the 2 days that are biggest days of Rachmim are Beis and Hei, which is the days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain, came down from the mountain, and therefore it's the biggest days of Rachmim. That's what the Mashah says. Bihi Matzai, Beis Hei Matzai.
Where's the Shabbat?
That's why we say Tachlin longer. That's why we say Tachlin longer. Because it's days of Rachman. Did you say Tachlin on Shabbos? Right. At Mitzvah Yamecha Amalei, he said that the Torah said, I will fill your years. And he said, by Safti Ashne Secha, Chamesh Asri, what was the Pasek? Chamesh Asri Shana. Tanori, it's a Machlokes Tanori. The Tanya we learned at Mitzvah Yamecha Amalei, Elu Shnei Dairis. That's the days of a person's life supposed to be. The generations he's supposed to live. Zocha mashlimim loy. If he's zocha, he gets to live his full life. Loy zocha rachmona l'tzvan, if a person is not zocha peichsim loy. His life gets shortened. Dibur Rebbe Akiva. But nobody can live more. V'chachamim aymrim, zocha maisifim loy. Person can get extra years. Loy zocha peichsim loy. He can get more or less. Amru Leila Rebbe Akiva, Haru Aimer by Safti Yemecha Chamesh Esri Shana. Doesn't Yeshaya tell Chizkiyo you're going to live 15 years longer? Mashma, that you can get longer life? Amru Leila B'Shalai Yasifu Leila. He was supposed to have it shortened. They gave him back the 15 years that he was originally supposed to live. He didn't get an extra 15 years over his original time. It was supposed to be shortened because he didn't get married. So he was supposed to die younger. So when he died, got married, Hashem said, I'll give you back your 15 years. Teda, Shari Navi, I'm in Misnabe, Hine Ben Noilu, Vez David Yeshio, Shemai. It says, there'll be a king named Yeshio. Who comes from Chizkiyo? And Chizkiyo wasn't even married. If he was supposed to die without children, and he got an extra 15 years, how could the Navi predict that? Adayin Noil Menasha. It's a raya that he was supposed to live longer. He lost it and got it back. Rabbanan, Miksiv Mechizkiyo, did it say that Yeshio has to come from Chizkiyo, the base of it? The Nebuah is just that Yeshio would be born. didn't have to be Mechizkiyo. In Mechizkiyo, not only in Meshachrina. But Eino Chinam, Mechizkiyo was supposed to die younger, and he got it, extra 15 years. So it's a Machloikas. Does the Mesavti giving you 15 years means giving Chizkiyo back the 15 years that were his originally? Or does it mean he got a new 15 years? Rashi. Shnei Dairis. Shanim Shepaitzkin La'adam Meshachli does. These are the years that they give a person when he gets born. Zochem Eisifu Loi V'hai Emalei Loshen Taisu. So it's an addition. Shalai Eisifu Loi. Shemetchilai writes in Limchus Mishanov, they were going to cut it down. Teda Shemetchilai Shadayla Nipsuk Lekos Taisus. Shainavi Mesnavi B'mei Yeravim. The Daisy Ravim. Shonim Harbe Kaitim. In Ebei Neidl the Dreis David Yeshiyahu Shemai. Yeravim was told that there will be a King Yeshiyahu from Beis David that will come and kill you and knock down your Aveda Zaras. Originally he was supposed to have it. He lost it and got it back. Period.
My question? Why is Meshalmim Lo Rabim?
Can't hear you.
Why is Meshalmim Lo Lashon Rabim? Who decides how long a person should live? Why is it Lashon Rabim?
I don't know why it says Mashlim and Loi, we completed for him. I don't know. That's what article says? Maybe. I don't know. Baruch Maitre is saying it's Chusim, get him to complete his years.
It says in Rashi, Shem Shposkim Lodam Bishas Ledoso.
Right. Right, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answer to your question. Way back when, before David HaMelech was born. By the time he was born, he had those years. Ishta Shemaitza, Yevamta Shemaitza, by its mutter. Amar of Yosef Kanshan and Rebbe, Mishnah Shein Etzricha. This whole Mishnah was not necessary because the Torah said B'chayeha, read the Pasuk. Rashi, Mishnah Shein Etzricha. The Zul Kari Bei Ravi, go learn the Beis Medrash, Allah B'chayeha, Shalai Nasrach Haisa, B'chayeha. There's no reason for Rebbe to elaborate. The Mishnah Shein Etzricha, Hadron Locha Chaylitz, Hadron Locha Chaylitz, Hadron Locha Chaylitz. Okay. Rabbi Gamliel Leifer, now back to Yavamas. We have 3.5 blot left of real Yavamas, and then afterwards it's smooth sailing for the rest of the Masechta. But these 3.5 blot are going to be a little bit like you have to hold cup a little bit. A lot of, you know, one of these cases, 3 blot. Rabbi Gamliel Leifer, Ein get, acher get, veloi maimar, acher maimar, veloi be'ila, acher be'ila, veloi chalitza, acher chalitza. Okay? I'm just going to read the next few lines. The Chachamim Maimrim, Yesh Get Acher Get, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, Avaloi Acher Beilu, Avaloi Acher Chalitza Klum. Okay. The simplest shot to learn at this point is we learn like Rashi. Two Yavamas fall to one Yavam. Okay? Reuven dies, he leaves over two wives and one brother, Shimon. We're going to learn multiple later on. We'll stick to one now. Shimon does a Maimer, he gives a get, which is rabbinic, to one of them. Then he turns around and gives a get to the second one. He wrote a get to the first one, and a get to the second one. Then he gives chalitza to one of them. Is he forbidden to marry the relatives of the second one? Again, Reuben died and left two wives, Rachel and Leah. Shimon gave a get to Rachel, and he gave a get to Leah. Then he gave chalitza to Rachel, because get is only rabbinic, he gave chalitza to Rachel. Now Leah is free, but she had received a get. Are her relatives rabbinically prohibited to Shimon? Because she is his divorcee, quote-unquote, relatives. Can't marry a divorcee's relatives. But she really didn't need this get. This get accomplished nothing, because Rachel had already gotten a get. And now, the second wife, Leah, he gave two gittin. He gave one to Rachel, one to Leah. The second one He get Ben Zibum. He gave a get to Rachel. He can't be Miyavka anymore. Now he has to give Rachel Chalitza. He went and gave Rachel Chalitza get, and Leah get, and then gave Chalitza to Rachel. Is he usher to Leah's relatives? Dr. Begamliel, no. The second get is worthless. There was no reason for it. Whatever get accomplished, it accomplished by Rachel. There's no more room for a get here. She's not a divorcee. It's a worthless thing. Therefore, he gives Chalitza to Rachel, and Leah's relatives are mutter. Because the get to Leah was meaningless. Whatever get is supposed to accomplish, it accomplished by Rachel. There's no room for a second get. There's no halakhic implications, even rabbinically. Well, if the Chalitza, for sure it's nothing. She's free. Go give a get to a strange woman. She's not married. She's doing nothing at all. He gave a get to Rachel and a get to Leah. And then he gives Chalitza to Rachel. Can he marry Leah's relatives? Rabbinically, she gave her a get. But this get, Dr. Gamaliel, is a worthless piece of paper. To Rachel, it wasn't a worthless piece of paper. It banned evil. It accomplished something rabbinically. To Leah, it was a totally unnecessary, unproductive, no consequences to this get. Whatever get was supposed to accomplish was already accomplished by giving it to Rachel. A second get is meaningless. That's what Gamaliel is saying. Ein get acher get. V'loi maimer acher maimer. He gave Rachel a maimer. Then he gave Leah a mimer. And then he either was Miyabim Rachel, or he did Chalitza to Rachel. And he took care and gave her a get. Does he have to deal with Leah's mimer? The answer is no. Whatever mimer was supposed to accomplish, he did to Rachel. The Leah's mimer was a meaningless act that has no halakhic consequences. Correct.
Why would we say the second thing about Yev Chalitza's or Hebrew to the...
Well, if he didn't do that, he still zuckered him, but biblically nobody took care of the biblical Zika. We want to say that he took care of the biblical Zika afterwards. That mimer that he did was totally not necessary.
But only because of the second thing he did to Rachel.
Again.
If I would just have said mimer, I would have stopped there. It's not true. If I would say ein mimer acher mimer and stop there, it's not true.
The mimer is ineffective. The mimer is meaningless.
No, but the air was still
there. The zinc is still there.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
But that's not the point. The mimer had no effect. And Leo is pointing out and saying you can't have a mimer to two yavamas. You can't. The first one works. The second one doesn't work.
Stopped after that. Let's say he did mimer and
mimer,
okay?
Right.
Could she go and marry someone?
No, she can't. Why? Because she has Zika. Nothing to do with the mimer. Because of the Zika.
Because
nothing to do with the mimer. The mimer was totally ineffective.
No,
biblically, she still needs chalitza. Somebody needs chalitza or yibum. But the mimer was totally ineffective.
Not true.
What did the mimer to the second one accomplish?
The same thing it did on the first.
No, it didn't.
Yes.
That's not true.
He could have taken
first one needs a get. If he decides to do chalitza, he has to give her a get to get rid of the mimer.
And on the second one?
He does not.
Why?
It didn't work.
Why?
Because a mimer, acher mimer. Whatever mimer was supposed to accomplish can only be accomplished one time.
They both fall at the same time.
Again. He did a mimer to Rachel. He used up his power of mimer. There's no more room for mimer. To rabbinic power, they gave him to do mimer. He can only use it one time. The second time, it's a worthless act. Not recognized by the Rabbanan to have accomplished anything.
Even though I could have, after that first mimer, I have taken her to the
Yavama. And then you would have had to deal with the first mimer and give the mimer a get. And by the way, rabbinically, it would have been a major problem, as we will see in the Mishnah. It would have made big problems. Not playing with Ishtak, but you're biblically, it's the way Ishtak. It's all rabbinic. Remember, Maimon is rabbinic. We're not going to Bisham HaShita. Let's catch up with Rashi. Rav Gamliel, like, saying the Mishnah Zushalay Tita, the Rashi, the order of this Mishnah that he shouldn't make a mistake, the Shabbos Hagirsa Shabbosvarim. Seder Yavan Echa B'Yavam Achat Tchila Mepharish. After this original introduction, we will explain what happens with one Yavam and one Yavama. Then Get, Chalitza, Bia, Shachar, Amaymer. First, then it will explain what happens if a person does Maimer and then follows it with a Get or a Chalitza or a Bia. V'yachikach Mepharish. Din Maimer, Ubia, V'chalitza, Shachar, Get. The Mishnah will explain if you gave a get first and then you followed it with the other three, what happens? V'yachakach, dimaimer, v'get ubiya sha'achar chalitza. If chalitza was first, one yamam, yavam yavama. You gave chalitza and then followed it with a maimer, get or biya. V'yachakach, dimaimer, v'get v'chalitza sha'achar biya. V'chein seder yav mechel v'shtay yavama. Rashi is giving you an introduction. And this introduction really is going on the ketzad, which is coming later. First, we will explain if you have one yavam and one yavama, and the guy does multiple things. He does Maimer first, follows it with either Get, Bia, or Chalitza. He does Get first, follows it with either Maimer, Chalitza, and Bia. He does Chalitza first, follows it with either Maimer, Get, and Bia. He does Bia first, Maimer it with Maimer, Get, and Chalitza. We will talk about those things. Then we will talk about what if there's two Yavamas and not one Yav. This has nothing to do with that first piece. Rashi is just telling you, you should know, we will get to that part of the Mishnah, and it's organized in a certain fashion.
Interesting, the order that he did was Maimer first, and then we're talking about
it. Because he's not going on that part of the Mishnah. En get acher get, stay yavamas l'adam echad v'alchechad. There's two yavamas to one man from one brother. But nothing get was do, but get was do. Einai aser b'krei v'shnia. Why? Dikam bahani, if the first one had implications, hapokazik to the tavayu. It affected both of them. Zika. Get made it you can't do Yibum to either of the two. The second one is like a stranger. And if you say the first one doesn't accomplish anything, so Basar Nami Loyahani, so the second one is also a waste of time. The same thing would be true. Two brothers and one woman. Reuben died, left over Rachel. He left over two brothers. Shimon and Levi. Shimon gave a get, then Levi gave a get. Well, sorry, Levi, if get accomplished, it accomplished. If it didn't accomplish, you're not accomplishing anything anyway. The case that you've got me from Achaz, and often said get to death yet, I create a clump. Umutra b'kreif itself, the time it can depreciate, like I explained. Either it works, or it doesn't work. The loy maimer achar maimer. Bein b'yavim achar b'shtey yavamas. Bein b'shtey yavamim v'yavam achaz. Same thing. The first, second one doesn't do anything to hurt the first one. You gave a maimer to Rachel, then to Leah, you can still do Yibim to Rachel, even though you gave a maimer to Leah. Shimon gave a maimer to Rachel, and Levi gave a maimer to Rachel. Shimon can still be Meyabim Rachel, even though Levi made a maimer. His maimer is meaningless. And the second one doesn't have to give her a get. We're loyal last time in Ashnia, and we will go through this again tomorrow, and everybody should have their heads on straight for cases. I don't think I recorded this. I hope that Tabred did, because I don't think...